Just a minute. I'm coming.
FBI, open up!
Just a minute.
Hello, everybody. This is Legal Man. Welcome to the show. It's going to be a good episode. I'm going to try to make what I think is a very difficult point to make regarding a issue that Spooner raises in his fantastic essay, A Letter to Grover Cleveland, regarding the 10th Amendment and the so-called delegation of powers to the federal government and the reservation of those powers to the states. And whether or not I'm successful or not, I don't know, but the point is worth making because it completely and totally burns to the ground the entire idea of so-called constitutional conservatism and arguing about that ridiculous document. And for people who don't know me, I'm a lawyer, I've practiced for more than 30 years. I'm America's most trusted, beloved lawyer because I tell them the truth. The truth is I was a constitutional conservative, a true believer for years and years and years and years and years and promoted all the same shit. I was completely and totally fooled until about 25 years ago when I got the internet. And in fairly short order, I figured out, wow, I've been conned. I've been grifted. This whole thing is a way to keep me on a tax-paying plantation. And when I figured that out, I became self-certified as a master practitioner. And I don't need constitutional conservatives anymore. I've also awarded myself a lifetime achievement for the incredible work I've done on these podcasts, hundreds and hundreds of shows explaining the system to people. And I've recently given myself the Presidential Medal of Freedom for the work I did in Jones Plantation as Mr. Jones. Thank you to anybody who supports that project. Go to jonesplantationfilm.com and buy that movie and watch it if you haven't. And I like making up awards, credentials, things like that because credentialing and awards is the way the state controls people's minds, that if you step out of line, they remove your credentials and you're no longer to practice your so-called profession. And that's a great control system. So I like to mock all of these credentials and awards so that people catch on to what it really is. Okay, the show runs pretty long anyway, so let's go ahead and get it going. So I want to do a show, yet one more show, on this issue of Spooner's non-delegability of these powers to the government. In other words, the incredibly interesting point he makes about the 10th Amendment, which basically just says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, that seems interesting and simple enough when you read it, and there's all sorts of 10th Amendment so-called organizations set up. Oh, we need to return the power to the states and all this other stupid shit. Yeah, it's true. It'd be better if it's closer to the people than the federal government. But that's not the interesting point about Spooner's comment. And in fact, his proof regarding the 10th Amendment and the proof that he makes about it is that regardless of what people think, the Constitution may have done to delegate powers to the federal government from the states or from the people, that it's completely and totally impossible to delegate the powers that the federal government pretends to have. That's not possible. It never could have happened because you cannot delegate anything that you don't have. You can't delegate a power. I can't delegate a power that I don't have. The entire concept of delegation necessarily entails the idea that I have the authority, or you have the authority, or you have the power, and you're simply entrusting it or assigning it to some other person or entity. That is the entire concept behind delegation. So the concept of delegation becomes totally and completely meaningless if the person or individual or entity attempting to delegate something doesn't in fact have the power, authority, etc. themselves. This ultimately is kind of a, I'm not going to say it's a throwaway because Spooner definitely made the proof in the essay, but I've never seen him discuss this issue anywhere else in any of his other essays. Now, I don't also claim to be a 100% Spooner scholar or expert or anything else. I've read the vast majority of his stuff. Certainly none of his major essays, No Treason, Trial by Jury, Natural Law, Vices Are Not Crimes. Go down the list. It's really not included in any of those. Now, again, A Letter to Grover Cleveland is the last major essay that he wrote. And so it could be that he happened to die and maybe had been having thoughts about this or considered it before, but had never actually included it. And so it's not really necessarily a throwaway in there because he does make the proof, but it definitely is a kind of a side note. And I think people could very easily miss it in that it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. That makes sense. Yeah, you can't delegate. But they don't get the implication of this statement because he makes a statement that no powers whatsoever were delegated to the United States government by the people in these forms and fashions that the federal government imagines it has. And as I've discussed before in a couple of these other episodes, I really am going to take my time at the end of this essay like this because these are such important points. You see, nobody, not me, not you, not anybody, has the arbitrary right, power, to run around and tell other people what they can do, or to order other people to pay me some random amount of money that I think is important, and to tell them that they have to pay X percentage of this, but they can deduct this and exempt that, and they can exclude this, but they have to write down that, but they have to be 62 and a half to do this, and they have to hold it for at least 1 year. That they don't have any authority to do that. No person has such insane authority to go around just arbitrarily do that, because the only real authority you have is this authority that comes from the natural law. And in fact, government only has any power it's been given, supposedly, as the result of whatever it was provided, delegated by the people with their consent and all this other stupid shit. That's the only place the government got any authority. That's what we're told. Where does the government get the authority to do anything? How is the United States government empowered? Through the people, supposedly. And what is that? Through this document. The Holy Constitution supposedly empowered the government to do all these things. And then we're distracted into this concept that we're supposed to read the document in heavy detail and then try to determine whether this is intended or that was intended to have been delegated or not delegated. And this part of the essay that goes through and shows that the Ninth and Tenth Amendments prove that the people were intending to retain all of their rights and very preciously guard the very limited powers that they were supposedly granting the government, is actually a much bigger issue than just that. Because as Spooner says, no powers were actually delegated to the United States government under the Constitution. And in fact, it is a total impossibility to delegate any of these so-called powers that the government purports to run around and have. And what does he mean by that? Well, what he means is that these powers that the government pretends to have to declare this and declare that and regulate this and regulate that, meaning make up arbitrary rules about this and tax that, that the only place that could ever come from is something that was given to it in the Constitution. Okay, that's the only place it could have ever come from. But the only place that the Constitution itself could have had any legitimate so-called authority to transfer or to record the transfer of such powers is if the people themselves had such powers to make such a transfer to begin with. And the simple reality is no individual has the power to do any of the things that the federal government claims it has the power to do. None. Not one single one of these absurd powers that the federal government purports to have as the result of the so-called Constitution can any individual in the country claim that it has. I don't have the power to tax you. I don't have the power to so-called regulate commerce between other men and however I care to. Once you step outside natural law, and of course, once you step outside natural law, everything that's being delegated under the Constitution is completely and totally a fantasy and can never happen. I don't know if this is clear enough to people. You see, every man has a right to enforce natural law. And every man has a right to resist things that violate natural law. And that is the full extent of any legitimate authority that any man has. And as soon as he steps outside of that, he himself becomes a tyrant. And that's what criminals and tyrants in the past who used to run so-called countries and claim to be kings that ruled over people, who are simply just mob bosses, purported to have. And they got it from so-called divine right. But this point that it's impossible for the United States government to have ever been delegated any of these arbitrary powers that Judge Marshall, the August, claims to have interpreted and said that men had given up all their natural rights when they came into so-called society, and that therefore the government gets on about its important work of governing. None of that's possible once you understand this very important point. And once you understand the important point that Spooner's made here, then you can also understand that even the 10th Amendment itself is basically just total and complete surplusage, meaning it's unnecessary. Why? Well, because it's not necessary to retain powers that you could never delegate because you don't have. And it's not possible to delegate powers to the federal government in order to make sure that the clarification is made that they need to be retained. Do you see this? Do you see how the entire concept of a governmental document such as the Constitution becomes completely and totally asinine once you understand the full impact of Spooner's statements regarding the 9th and 10th Amendment and the inability of anybody to transfer their rights and or to transfer and delegate powers that they don't have, and that nobody has any of the powers. And it doesn't matter how many people pretend to have, imagine they have, such powers to have been given to the government to do these things. It's not legitimate. All of the people themselves would have to have had all of these so-called powers to make up these arbitrary rules, to force one person to do one thing and one person to do another, to regulate this and that, to spend this way and that way, to take money from him and not them, and to spend it on this but not that, that somehow an individual could do that. And hopefully it can be made clear with an example like this. When I go to my Saturday morning breakfast, if I was sitting there at a table and everybody that came in, I eventually got up and walked around and said, hey, you know, thanks for coming in today. Just letting you know that there is a 10% tax I've imposed on breakfast this morning, and you can just pay it directly to me. There's no hurry. Just pay before you leave. See, everybody would know that's completely ludicrous, right? It's completely and totally ludicrous. It would also be just as totally ludicrous if I said, oh, just letting you know, just taxing the guys this morning, the women, no tax on their bill, but 10% of all the bill in here is coming to me just so I can kind of pay my own bill and have some walking around money. Just letting you know that's out there. Thanks for coming in. No hurry. Just do it before you leave. Everybody would know that's totally ludicrous, right? Completely and totally ludicrous. Would it make it any stronger for if I said, oh, say, hey, guys, I go around and it was a table of me and maybe five or six other guys sitting there, and I told people, hey, guys, my friends and I, we voted this morning and we decided there's going to be a 10% tax levied and you're going to pay it to me today on the bill. And so thanks a lot. Great to have you here. No hurry. Like I said, just pay it on the way out. Would that make it any stronger? No. Would anybody take it seriously? No. Why? Why? Because they know there's nothing whatsoever that would ever give me such crazy authority and power that they would have any obligation to obey. Nothing. Okay. Right. Exactly. Okay, let's make it even worse or even stronger case for it. They come in and I tell them, hey, just letting you know that, 55% of us in here had a vote earlier. And we determined that you guys all need to pay an extra 10% tax over to us before you leave. And just make it out to me. You can sell me the money if you need to. But that's all been decided. Would that make it any better? No. Would they think there was any more authority to that? No. Right. Why? And why is it? What's the fundamental reason that it's no validity at all? Because it violates basic natural law. There's nothing in the world. There's nothing in any kind of concept of any sort whatsoever that would somehow make it legitimate that I can just impose that. If I did that, I would be acting as a mob boss. And if I told them that if they don't pay, I'm going to simply forcibly take it from them, well, then that's crime. And of course, that's exactly what a kingdom would look like. And people can see that the king may have the power to do it, meaning the force of arms, but doesn't have any legitimate authority to do anything like that. So it makes no difference whether or not I also, let's take it one step further. And they say, well, this is bullshit. I don't believe any of this. I said, oh, well, that's okay because we drew it up earlier. So if you want to see the terms and stuff, we got it. We're calling it our constitution for the deli. And you can see that it gives us that power. And so just go ahead and pay me before you leave. Everybody would know this is absurd and ridiculous and preposterous, right? Why? But why? Because I have no such power. Neither do all the other people in the restaurant. It doesn't matter if everybody in the restaurant went over to another person's table and said, oh, guess what? We all voted. And we've decided you have to pay our bill today. That we just decided. And in fact, here we wrote it up. We signed it all. It's called the Constitution of the Restaurant. And there it is. Well, would there be any authority to do that? No, of course not. Right? Wouldn't they? People can see that an idea like that is preposterous. Right? See, they can see that. But they can't see that there's absolutely no difference between any kind of binding, legitimate authority for an entity to somehow be created by a group of people, regardless of what this group of people looks like, regardless of what their intentions are, to give that entity the power to then do the kinds of things that the federal government does. And the reason they can't do it is because no single person and not the group as a whole have the power to do that on their own. See, they don't have the power to do it on their own because all of that type of stuff, every single piece of it, ultimately comes down to a natural law principle that is built into everybody, no different than the laws of chemistry or anything else. People know that doesn't make any sense. Nothing whatsoever gives a person that right. Now, it doesn't mean that they can't come and take it from you because they're bigger or stronger or whatever. They can. And that's might makes right that they come and trample your rights and they may kill you and force you into subjugation. It's true, but nobody who had that happening to them would then believe that somehow that they were the subject of something that was legitimate. And the Constitution fits exactly within this concept. A so-called free people, this is the story we're told, going to 100% use their narrative, so-called free people standing around, a couple million people, only a few thousand of them could vote anyway. They're standing around, just dudes, just a bunch of dudes standing around. Can any one of those dudes claim to have the power to exercise any of the things that the federal government then somehow supposedly has the power to do? Could any one of the individual so-called colonists or the people under operating under the Articles of Confederation, could a single one of them, any one of them, claim to step up and demand that you pay him to run his own operation that he'll call a government? He'll call it government, call it whatever you want. And at that point, take whatever he cares from you and something else from someone else and spend it however he cared to, and he will be the final arbiter of exactly whether or not what he's doing is legitimate or not. Could any individual have ever done that? No. Would it have made any difference whatsoever at the restaurant scenario if I'd have said, oh, no, you're not going to pay me. We created an LLC for this, and you pay the LLC, and then we just use it. Yeah, I'm the only guy who's an employee and stuff. I drag all the money out. But it goes to the LLC, and so it's not really to me individually. Would that make any difference? Would you care? Would anybody care? No, but nobody would care. It would make no difference. You see this? So there is no group of people. Putting aside the absurdity of the fact that there's no consent afterwards, there's no group of people, even if they totally, 100% consented to the idea that they were going to do this, they don't have the power to do it. They don't have the authority. It doesn't exist within themselves. And turning it into a group does not create the authority. So all of the Constitution, any attempt to draw up a Constitution of any sort whatsoever that violates natural law can never have any validity whatsoever. That's how totally destructive the Spooner Point is. It totally blows the system up. It totally blows it up. I don't know if I'm making it clear enough to people how important this point is. This kind of throwaway section to this essay, the magnitude, the impact of the reality of understanding it, not just, oh yeah, I've heard about that. No, but really understanding that once you accept the truth of the statement that you cannot, nor can anybody else, ever delegate a power that you don't yourself have, once you understand that, then you realize that all discussion of governmental powers that violate natural rights are all totally and completely illegitimate and meaningless. They didn't occur. You can't do it. If you attempt to delegate a power you don't have, and this is something the courts themselves have argued about, in fact, it's almost the identical issue that was discussed in the august case of Marbury versus Madison, which I find to be hilariously ironic. The facts of that case were basically that the appointees were approved by the Senate, but they would not be valid until their commissions were delivered by the Secretary of State. And whether or not the commission had been delivered in time because of the change in the election was a question of whether or not once it was delivered, whether or not it had any authority to be delivered. In other words, whether what was delivered carried any so-called authority to convey any kind of commission. You see, that's generally what it was. So the question came down to this issue of, well, they attempted to do this thing with this supposed authority, but did they actually still have the authority when the attempted thing was completed? Now, that was the whole real issue there, when you strip away everything else out of the case. So ultimately, Marbury versus Madison itself, the most famous case Justice Marshall oversaw, touched upon this very same issue, that if there is no authority, then there's no way to delegate the authority in effect or to transfer a commission because the authority failed. Well, the authority supposedly is not in the delivering. It's in something else. And that's the same exact issue. Think about that. So it's not that these concepts are not understood. It's not. It's that the concepts are completely buried. And I give a small amount of leeway to the people back in 1790 and 1800 and stuff to not understanding this very, very interesting point that Spooner raises, because the people were coming from these monarchies they were overthrowing. And those things have no legitimate authority at all. None. But the concept was that they would create a government And the best thing they could imagine in their own mind was a government that was somewhat similar to what they'd seen, but it would be run by the people, so-called, answered to the people. That's the general framework. I don't want to argue about who actually did it or did it, or what was the real purpose or anything else. That's the framework that we're given. They were going to create the same kind of government, more limited, better protection of rights, of course, controlled by the people, we the people. Right, that's what they're trying to do. But when you look at it through this lens I'm giving you, that Spooner throws out there, all they're actually trying to do is create a governmental structure with more controls, so-called better protection of rights, but many of the same so-called powers that the monarchs exercised, but those monarchs exercised those powers with literally no authority at all. None. It was criminal enterprise. Now, the people didn't see it that way because, again, for hundreds of years, everyone just knew this was the way it was. But if you see the creation of the Constitution through that lens, then you can see that, oh, okay, they were trying to do that. And that kind of makes some sense. I can see why they'd get confused by it. And obviously, until Spooner pointed it out to me years ago, I'd never really been able to see the point either. But once he points it out, once you think about it, once you cogitate on it, then you realize that, oh, yeah, there's no man, no group of men have any of these powers to do this to other men. None. And so it's totally impossible for an individual or a group of individuals through any kind of voting, drafting, or anything else up a document to create an entity to do something that a group of people has no power to do with themselves individually. It's not possible.
Hi, it's Legal Man. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you appreciate the unique insight and information I provide, then go over to my Patreon account for The Quash and become a member. I have bonus shows and material, early access, and it's a good place to meet like-minded people. I have people ask me all the time, what can we do, Legal Man? Well, start by voting with your pocketbook. It's the only vote that really counts. Support things that tell people the truth. Getting people to understand the truth is the only solution we have to this insanity. Look, I get it. There are a lot of people who can't afford to support my show with money. But there are a lot of people who can. And if you can and you like the show, you should support it. That's what free markets look like. The people running this scam, they have unlimited funding. I don't have support of that system. In fact, I get harassed because I tell people the truth that they don't want the people to know. So we have to stick together. So go sign up. Now let's get back to the show.
And so it's totally impossible for an individual or a group of individuals through any kind of voting, drafting, or anything else up a document to create an entity to do something that a group of people has no power to do with themselves individually. It's not possible. It is totally and completely illegitimate. There is no way to create any kind of legitimate government that can do anything except for enforce and protect natural rights. There is no way to do it. And so all of the arguing about the constitutional meaning of this and what did they intend, it all disappears. And the reason I don't talk about it more and the other kinds of episodes and issues, and because it's much too complicated to explain to people. And it just simply blows people's minds. And so it's easier just to point to the fact that, look, the language is clear. This is obviously misinterpreted. And all of that is an analysis inside of the official narrative of a constitution that delegates powers, and the constitution has to be interpreted within these delegated powers and stuff. And you read the clear language. And once you do that, then it starts to make some sense. And you can see that the arguments that are being put out there are already complete and total shit. See, they're total shit, so you can destroy them anyway. There's no consent. You can see that none of the stuff makes sense together. They ignore the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, even if they were being used under the official narrative. But once this final piece of the Constitution fraud is unlocked inside your mind, you see that any attempt by the Constitutional Convention to go to Philadelphia, construct some ridiculous governmental structure, to then impose shit that not one single man in the room or in the entire country had any authority to do themselves. You see what a fruitless, pointless absurdity the whole thing is. I hope that's clear to people. It's so important. Not so much to your life. It's not. To your life, no. But it's so important to understanding how truly deep the fraud is of the idea of our government being some incredible thing, and that arguing with people about politics or constitutional interpretation, when every interpretation of the thing that's within any kind of reasonable scope of what is allowed out in public is ludicrous. Any and every attempt to delegate power to the government to operate in a manner which violates natural law has already failed. It's already failed. I can't delegate my power to simply arbitrarily kill people, have them conscripted into my own personal army, and to fight whatever it is I care to, telling people I voted for them. And then when you see that this is all covered up by this ludicrous nature of the idea, oh, well, this district voted this way and they've got a guy who's in there. He votes this way to force these people over there to pay this tax and to move this here and to regulate this in this certain kind of way. You see what an incredible abomination the entire misconception is. And you see how Spooner's comment, really, it's one section. It's not even the full section of this one essay written in 1880, totally and completely destroys the entire construct of the idea that the federal Constitution is this august document that created this incredible government with all these amazing powers that we can then run around and argue about. It's just completely blown up. And in fact, proves that any attempt to go do such a thing is an absolute mockery and a joke. It's a complete and total impossibility. See, it's a complete and total impossibility. It's not a question of interpreting it correctly and going back and rewriting it and amending it, interpreting the amendments correctly and going looking at Madison's notes and anything else. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter if they were clear as day. It doesn't matter if they go back and clarify every single position. If they try and attempt to delegate to the entity of government, which they're creating, the power and authority to do something outside of what they themselves and any individual man has himself the ability and power to do, then their attempt is folly of the highest order, a complete and total fraud. Now, I know that this is a tremendous, what people will call black pill. It's kind of the ultimate black pill to the so-called constitutional conservatives and everybody else, the liberals and everything else. But the thing is that it completely destroys all arguments about what kind of government we should have, could have. There is no authority to create some kind of random government, whether it wants to promote communism, whether it wants to be strict statist, whether it wants to be a liberal one where Montesquieu provided for this or that. None of that shit makes any difference. You're arguing about how many angels can dance on the head of a pen. No group of men has any possible legitimate authority to create a government that does anything except for enforce and protect natural rights. None. Any attempt to do so is completely void and has no legal actual consequence or obligation. None. As much so as the phony baloney government I would create at my Saturday breakfast. Everybody would see that there's absolutely no obligation to obey such nonsense, and that any attempt by me and the people in there to enforce it upon them would be met by resistance, and they'd have every right to resist, defend themselves against such an outrageous intrusion. But you say the word government, and now you say the word holy constitution, and the people genuinely believe that the stuff is legitimate. I really hope it's clear to people what an incredible ground-shifting kind of concept Spooner's point is that he makes in this essay. It's not a point I ever see memed about. It's not an issue that Spooner's famous for in any form or fashion. And I suspect that many people who've even read the essay still didn't pick up on how important it was. I'm sure some do. But I wanted to make sure that I made a show that makes it clear as day that all arguing about what we should do, I hear it all the time, in constitutional conservative radio, whether this is a good idea, policy decision. All of those things are complete and total lunacy. It doesn't matter what the arguments are, which side you fall on. None of them have any legitimacy because nobody has any authority to do any of those things themselves. And therefore, no group of men has any authority to construct an entity that would have any kind of legitimate authority to impose or create such obligations on any other group of men. It's true, you can consent to it yourself. You want to consent to it? That's fine. Go consent to it. Create your own government with your little group of people at the table and impose it all on yourselves. As soon as you go outside the area where everybody is consenting all the time to everything that's happening, it has no authority whatsoever and it becomes criminal. Do we have that situation now? No, we don't have that situation now. The vast majority of people don't consent to it. And in fact, you're told that the only option you have is to vote. And who told us that? Oh, Justice Marshall. And you're told this is the greatest freedom machine ever devised. Just think what insane gaslighting that is once you understand this concept that is simply undeniable. There is absolutely no way to disturb the simple logic that Spooner blows up the entire idea of statutory governments being empowered by the people or in any other way with his section regarding the 10th Amendment, which to me, again, I wish people understood it. Are people ever going to grasp it? No, they're never going to grasp this. But once you do grasp it, it's completely and totally a paradigm shift because you didn't know that it's no reason to argue with people who still want to believe these kinds of fantasies if you just tell them, okay, well, you think the government has this power and authority. Where does it come from? From the Constitution. Okay, where does that come from? Where's the power of that? I was ratified. Okay, by what? How? Oh, by a vote. Okay, a vote of what? A vote of people who said they could do it. Okay, none of those people had the right to do any of this stuff, had the power to do any of this stuff. So what are they ratifying? Can I just ratify a document, like I said in my restaurant example, where we're just going to punish somebody randomly who comes in, take all their shit? Well, I'm sorry, it's in the restaurant constitution. We drafted up. No, everybody would know. See, everybody can see. It's this idea of government, this concept of government, this delusion of government, which I still believe is simply an overhang from men always living under these basically warlords, which are these kings and moguls and things like that, who are all over the world, basically just taking a rake like the mob off every transaction they care to. And that was really all the involvement they had in people's lives. They took some money, that's it. And really, they kind of protected them against other mob warlords in other districts. But that's for another whole show. That requires that. But that's what people lived under, so they were used to. And so when they got free from it, the idea that they could step out and see this extra step is probably unrealistic, so the average people didn't know. They couldn't see, because this concept of natural rights, as Spooner espouses them, really wasn't very well developed. There was all sorts of rights, and natural rights were kind of developed in the classics, but it really wasn't the same, because the concept of anything where the people were in charge of shit, that was completely out the window. That's no part of classics. The people had to be led by leaders. And so when they draft up a government, they try to graft up what they imagine a government to be able to do and keep it into so-called checks and balances and all the stuff. But you can see, once you understand this concept, there's no need for checks and balances. It's pointless endeavor to draft up a document that has checks and balances because it cannot possibly extend out any power and authority to the government that exceeds anything that natural rights of each individual person who supposedly consented to the document could do. There simply is no ability to do it. All attempts make no sense. And so arguing about a need for checks and balances, that's preposterous. Any action that occurs outside of natural rights of the people involved is criminal and can be punished by any and everybody involved on the wrong side of it. That's it. It's just that simple. And so there's nothing to do. The only thing you would do would be create a structure of government, the process and form of government, that it would have X number of representatives who could go in and do this and that, and they could then have a court that would do it in this form or fashion, and that's all you'd have. But as soon as they stepped outside the natural rights, then that would be it. That would be it. It would no longer be legitimate. Gosh, I really hope that's clear to people. You know, after the show comes out, I'll see if it's clear to people. If it's not, I'll make another on it. I will. I'll ultimately make another on it because it's that important a point. It's that big a paradigm shift. And again, because it takes pretty much a whole show for me to even hopefully try to get the concept across, and maybe everybody got it as soon as I said it. Maybe already found it, heard it last time, figured it all themselves. I don't know. I'm just making sure because it is a paradigm shift and it melts down every kind of government. It affects every single type of government. Arguing about communism or democracy or constitutional republics or amendments, it's all completely pointless. None of those things that step outside natural law have any authority because it doesn't matter what kind of form or fashion you create the document with clarity and with consent. If the people individually don't have any authority, then it can't be enforced on anybody else, except for people who agree. And there's no such thing as enforcing government on people who consent to it. Government is enforced on people who don't consent to it. They don't consent to that portion of whatever the government's doing. And once you see this huge state change that occurs, you can see why it's so important. And if we could get people to understand some of this, it'd be fantastic. But you know, the likelihood we're going to get anyone to understand that's very low. And I'll give some thought to how maybe you can do it beyond the ways I did with my restaurant example for people, just so they can open their minds. But I think the reality is most people, it's far, far, far too much of a mind blower for them because their entire constitutional conservative, their freedom fighting hero for protecting the government and the Constitution just totally collapses. And that's just not acceptable to people. So that's just not acceptable to people. They will continue to tell you, but that's the Constitution, it's the law of the land. In other words, they will just repeat slogans that don't have any actual effect to what you're saying, that there is no such thing as this authority, and that the Constitution, whether it was ratified or not ratified, and the people agreed to it, the Supreme Court and all the stupid shit, checks and balances, it's all out the window, people. It's all out the window. And I just don't know if most people can ever deal with that. And that's why I try to deal with the more small bite types of things in any individual case and just show by what authority, even in the Constitution itself, by what authority, because it's always so far outside, even the supposed amount that they attempted to delegate, as Spooner said. The people may have believed to it they did delegate some of these powers to the government, even though in fact they didn't, and in fact they never could have. But that very belief has driven the analysis of the Constitution for 250 years and, in fact, has spread all over the world. And how many people really understand that it's totally fake? I don't know. It's a really, 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 really small portion. The people listening to this show who have been able to grasp this concept, you are now one of one in, 10,000, 100,000 people who truly understand this concept. That it's not a matter of having to defend yourself against the creation of these absurd governmental things. It's not a matter of, because any attempt is completely and totally without authority and no different than trying to justify a criminal act. And it doesn't matter what it says in any document. It doesn't matter. None of that makes any difference. None of that makes any difference. His 10th Amendment argument that you can't delegate powers you don't have yourself to the government destroys the concept at the very core of statutory government, making arbitrary man-made laws and enforcing them in all these crazy arbitrary fashion, exempting themselves from any kind of consequences and stuff. It's just a ludicrous clown circus on display once you see it. And hopefully that will prevent you from wasting a large amount of time analyzing it and really give you insight into how much of a fraud it is and how much you have to protect yourself against people living in such a fantastically deep delusion who truly feel justified in killing you and defending this insane system. You really have to be careful. So, all right. Well, hopefully that makes some sense. I don't know. My mind's really not at 100% today because I've just been so worn out. But I wanted to at least stay on schedule. And like I said, I'll listen to the responses and stuff with regards to the show. And I'll give some thought to what, if anything, needs to be added. But for now, I think that's all I'm going to say. So if you want to follow me, you can. I'm a legal man at U.S. Crime Review on Twitter. Thank you to everybody in Patreon. You guys definitely make it worth it. And I do enjoy having people who get it. I really do believe that people are entitled to know the truth, though the vast majority can't deal with it and don't want to know the truth. The small group of us who get it, I really connect with you guys. And so thank you for going and kicking some skin in the game. Because it took me so much time and paid such a high price to get this information. I spent a lot of time making the show, thinking about it. And I do it, like I said, for a combination of reasons, because you guys are here and because I truly think that individuals have a right to know. And you just never know who it is that's going to resonate with the message. You never do. So thank you. And I'll give you information about Jones Plantation event in January 20th out in LA. I'll attach it. It's an Eventbrite deal. And anybody who wants to support that project, thank you. Go to jonesplantationfilm.com and buy it. Beyond that, I don't think there's anything else to say. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up because I am definitely fading once again. You guys have been a great audience as usual. Everybody have a nice night or day wherever you are. Take care.
Thank you, everybody. Let's put your hands together one more time for Legal Man.